The International Museum of Art on Montana Avenue has offered a variety of exhibitions of many different kinds for many different years, but they're about to break new ground. With me is Oscar Navarro. He's the Community Engagement Manager of the International Museum of Art. Hi, Oscar. It's good to have you here.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. Tell me about the Pascal Pierm Santa Fe to El Paso exhibition.
Well, Pascal had reached out to us a couple months ago, and he was interested about having an exhibition with us. After reviewing his work, we were very delighted with it. It was something we had never exhibited before, and we were very excited about it. He's going to be exhibiting over 20 new pieces, and they're all made out of natural materials, woods and stones and such. And that's how he works, just on natural material.
I went to his website. It's just Pascal Pierm. That's PASCALPIERME.com. And I was so excited by what I saw because I love this kind of contemporary work. And it is very unusual for the International Museum of Art.
Yes, yes, it is. We usually do a lot more paintings. And it was so good that it caught our eye. And I think this is the direction that the museum is going to start going from now on a bit more.
Tell me a little bit about Pierm. Where was he born, and how did he get to Santa Fe? What's his story?
He is a French-born sculpturist. He came to the United States primarily because he had reached his end in Europe, and he wanted to start afresh in the United States. And mm-hmm. Santa Fe just became one of those art hubs where he wanted to start off from. But he fell in love with the area, all of New Mexico and all of mm-hmm. the Southwest, and mm-hmm. he stayed here for that reason.
Yeah, apparently he lives in a mountaintop home and studio. He found it initially reminiscent of the south of France, but I suspect as he branched out into our area, he met with some interesting surprises. Do you know about his past exhibitions? How well-known is he?
He is well-known in Europe. And he has exhibited many times around the United States. He just finished doing an exhibition in Florida. And in this summer, he will be exhibiting in the Royal Academy of Arts in London.
Yes, apparently, I believe it's June 9th through August 17th. He's part of their summer exhibition.
Yes.
Well, gosh, he's been in the United States in Santa Fe since 97. And my guess is that it takes a while to catch on in a new country and to really start making it.
Yes, but from what he has told me before is that being a foreigner in his country has given him a different perspective towards a lot of things. And he takes that perspective into his artwork. And I think that's why he has kind of that grab towards mm-hmm. his audience.
Mm-hmm. Will he be present for the opening of the exhibition?
Yes, he will be present. It will be from 5 to 8 p.m.
And that will be this coming Thursday, July 31st, from 5 to 8 is the opening reception, and it'll be up all the way through the end of August at the museum.
Yes.
I know when you enter the museum from the front off of Montana, off to the right are the two big, the large
wings,
the changing exhibitions. Mm-hmm. Will he fill both of those?
No, he will be filling out one section of wing from the changing galleries.
Okay. And do you know the dimensions of his works? Are there monumental pieces, or are they fairly easy to transport?
They're fairly easy to transport. I don't think he likes traveling from Santa Fe with a large amount of material that he's going to transport by himself.
Okay, so he's actually bringing it all down and installing himself.
Yes. Oh, yes, yes.
Oh, hands-on still. Okay, so yeah. He's in that stage. I just know that that the installation itself can be daunting for some of these pieces. But
yes, it can be, but he assured us he's very excited about coming mm-hmm. down.
Will he be doing any presentations or lectures or speaking at all while he's here?
No, I think most of his time is going to be pretty much installing and trying to enjoy himself in El Paso.
Yeah. To your knowledge, what inspired this particular change in direction?
For the museum?
Yes, towards something more contemporary, abstract.
It is just the times. As any place has to change, an evolution has to happen. It's part of our nature, and it's part of the nature of the museum to keep afloat, and we see that this is a good opportunity to move forward.
I think that is going to happen. This is going to be an absolutely stunning exhibition. Pascal Pierm, Santa Fe to El Paso, a solo exhibition of works in wood and mixed media, opening on Thursday at 5 p.m. at the International Museum of Art, 1211 Montana Avenue. For information, visit internationalmuseumofart.net or go to pascalpierm.com, and you can call the museum at 543-6747. I want to thank my guest today, Oscar Navarro, Community Engagement Manager of the International Museum of Art. Thanks for coming in. I'm looking forward to this exhibition.
Thank you very much.